Hello and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Whitmire. Ahead, we'll look at good behavior. It's on many people's minds after some recent bad behavior among musicians, athletes, and politicians. Jason Rosenbaum asks the question you may be considering. Are we ignoring the real pertinent issues by focusing so much on conflict? That's ahead. But first, a mid-Missouri couple is trying to get a permit to play ball. Rick Rose built the field on his property 7 years ago. It's been a place for area kids to come play since. But now it's quiet because Rose's property is zoned residential and the Boone County commissioners have to grant him a permit before he can use the field again. In this report, KBIA's Rebecca Thiel explains how this is affecting the neighborhood.
The crack of the bat, pounding feet on the dirt, the swish of the ball as it hits the catcher's glove. These are the sounds that Rick Rose loves to hear.
Baseball is the only game there is, and God has created other games to fill in when you can't play baseball when it's cold, like football and soccer and all those other silly sports.
Rose's love of the game compelled him to build a baseball field in his own neighborhood for his son's team in 2002, back when there were few fields in the area. But Rose didn't know he needed a permit, or that his neighbors, Reginald Kinsey and Janice Prather Kinsey, did not approve of the field so close to their property. At the Boone County Commission hearing, the Kinseys argued against granting Rose a conditional use permit for Bomber Field, which would allow Rose to continue to let the public use the field as he has been for 7 years. Commissioner Karen Miller says that the Kinseys feel their home is being compromised by Rose's use of the field.
They feel like it has taken away some of their quality for their property. You know, there's the noise, there's the traffic, there's trash, there's whatever the issues are. They feel like they are having to give up some things in order for Mr. Rose to keep his ball field.
I'm here at the pitcher's mound, 675 feet away from the Kinsey's home, not even within shouting distance of the property. At least for today, the grass has been mowed, the mound has been raked, and there isn't a scrap of litter in sight.
It's a sad situation because there's no other place in town that I can go and get on a ball field. My son, there's no other place that he can go and practice.
Columbia resident Marty Shaw and his son Connor are at Bomber Field about twice a week.
You can't get on Rockbridge Field, you can't get on a Hickman Field, and you cannot get on any type of Little League field, and there's no way that you can get on any of the city league fields. They're always occupied, and they don't want outsiders that don't belong to their facilities.
Rick Rose lets area teams use the field for free in exchange for helping him rake and clean up the field. Coach Jeff Osborne says he thinks Rose is providing a service to the community by keeping kids out of trouble.
Opportunity for kids to do something other than video games, smoking, drinking, parking, vandalism. This is an opportunity for kids to not only learn how to play baseball, but to learn how to be disciplined and to be responsible.
No less than 11 people testified in support of Bomber Field at the hearing, both former baseball players and those who use the field today. Boone County Board of Commissioners plans to set conditions so the Kinseys can keep their peaceful home and Rose can keep his field. Rose says he can only hope this dispute doesn't ruin it for the kids.
Will I be disappointed? Yeah, I'll be shattered. Will other people be disappointed? Yeah, lots of kids in the years to come. Hundreds of children for years to come.
The Kinseys have declined to go on air until the issue is resolved. Miller says the board is studying how other neighborhoods have dealt with similar conflicts. She says the board hopes to have a solution in a matter of weeks. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.